The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. So a few days ago, I sit down with one of the ladies in our altar society, and we have to buy a new processional cross. So the processional cross, in the 4 years that I've been here, has broken at least 8 times, you know, that the risen Lord is falling off from time to time, so we finally have money set aside to get a new one. So we sit down, and I'm going from task to task, and immediately she comes in, she sits down, I get the books out, I start flipping through, I hand her one, and she's doing nothing. I'm thinking, what are you doing? So I kind of look up at her, and she says, Father, do you think we should say a prayer and ask our Lord to guide us as we look at these processional crosses? I was so annoyed. I mean, you know what? I should have thought of that, right? But in truth, at the deepest level, I thought, of course. And that's beautiful, absolutely. Father Thomas Dubé, a great spiritual author, has a book in which he speaks about something that we learn from the saints is that the more one advances in holiness of life, the more readily they submit everything to the will of God. And even the tiniest little things throughout the day. And he has a beautiful way he says, when we ask our Lord, is this okay with you? Is this your will? He says, one of the best ways to ask it is to say, Lord, would this be for your glory? So going through the day, we have the afternoon free. Gosh, I feel like taking a walk. Lord, would that be for your glory? You get to the end of the meal, still a little hungry. There's a great dessert sitting there. Lord, would it be for your glory that I have a piece of cake? And literally, even the tiniest little things, God has a will. And the more we conform our wills to His, the more we grow in holiness. And typically, and we shouldn't take a lot of time discerning these things. You know, it's moment to moment. But just immediately when we ask that, there's normally a sense interiorly, yes, it would be, or no, he does not desire that I do that. Commenting on today's passage in the Gospel, St. Augustine says this. He says, the soul departed from God because it was proud. Going back to the very beginning, Adam and Eve choosing their own will. Pride always casts out. Humility restores us. And he looks to today's passage, and what does our Lord say? I came from heaven not to do my own will. Now, eternally, our Lord Jesus Christ shares one will with the Father, the divine will. So what is he saying? I came down from heaven not to do my own will. I took upon myself a human will in becoming man. Because man from the beginning had a will that departed from God, and so I will restore the will of man. I will redeem man's will. I came not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Augustine says, when a physician, in the treatment of a disease, cures only certain outward symptoms, but not the cause which produces them, the cure is only temporary. The disease remains. Our Lord Jesus Christ came that pride might be eradicated. because the Son of Man humbled himself. And he ends with this question. Why art thou proud, O man? The Son of God humbled himself for thee. It might shame thee perhaps to imitate a humble man, but imitate at least a humble God. Pride does its own will, humility the will of the Father.